Hello and welcome to another episode of A Little Ray of Sunshine, Inspirational Stories from Everyday People. Today, I'm going to be visiting a little bit with my brother here. I have a story that I'd like to share and bring it back a little bit maybe to our need for our Heavenly Father to be part of our lives. So, Rod, you know my grandson, Owen. You've met him before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So he's 5 years old, and not long ago, he spent the night and had a sleepover with Grandpa and Grandma. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, so he didn't have any pajamas or anything, and we got him all fixed up with that and got him ready, and it was getting kind of late, and I was kind of hoping that he would let me just kind of lay downstairs with him there on that beanbag and just read a book to him or tell him a story, but he had other plans in mind. He wanted to go into the other room and wanted to play Mario Kart. You know what Mario Kart is, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Well, I'm not much big into, I don't know about you, but I'm not much big into playing the video games.
Never got into it, you know, in our generation.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing. So, but I know my grandkids like it, and it was, you know, it's kind of fun to watch them, but I couldn't do it. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't know how all the buttons go and whatnot. So anyway, I couldn't talk them out of it. I would make suggestions. Well, maybe you want to watch this little fun movie, or, you know, maybe we can play this game. No, I want to play Mario Kart.
He wants to do what he wants to
do. He wants to do what he wants to do. And I said, well, okay, but you need to know that Papa doesn't know how to set all this up, so I'm going to have to figure it out.
He's only five.
So we went down there in the room, and I got out the disc and put it into the Wii. And, you know, and as I'm saying this, I know there are people out there who think it's kind of funny because it seems like everybody should know how to do this. Well, I put it in there, turned it on, realized that the batteries in the Wii remotes weren't working well, so had to take a few minutes and get those charged up. Anyway, long story short, I was able to get the Mario Kart up and going for him. He was pretty excited about that. Well, as I'm sitting next to him, he's kind of snuggled up there next to me on the couch, and I could just see how fun it was for him. So I got more of a kick out of watching him with his body movements as he was driving his car, his motorcycles, whatever he had. And it was just kind of fun to watch him. But what I began to notice was this. He would get to a certain part of the road on the Mario Kart game. And every time he tried to maneuver around that corner or to navigate that corner, you know, there was a big drop off on a cliff. And each time he would go around that thing, he would drop off into the ocean there. And he would get so frustrated, and I could see it on his face. Then he would just start over and try to make that car go a little bit further than the time before. But every time, it kind of looked like this. He would try to navigate it on a straight way there, but he kept going side to side. And he kept banging off the walls and the trees, going off, and he couldn't go straight. He couldn't keep that thing straight for the life of him. And he was growing really frustrated. Well, about his fourth or fifth try to navigate that corner without falling into the ocean, he came up to it and stopped, and all of a sudden, without warning, he threw the remote to me.
In other words, take over, huh?
Take over. And I looked at him and he said, "Do it, Papa, do it. You can do it." Okay. So very slowly, I went around that corner, got him into a safe spot, and then he would grab the remote back and take off again. Pretty soon, he'd make that lap again. And quick as he got to that spot, once again, he would throw the remote in my lap, wait for me to help him maneuver through it, and then he would grab it back.
So that was the only spot he was dealing with, huh?
At that point, that was the only spot. There were some other frustrations, you know, that he had as he moved on through that game, but that one particular area was just too hard. It was mm-hmm. just too difficult for him to do on his own. And so he would have the help of his papa, you know, to get him through that. Well, it got late. We, you know, shut the game down, went in, told a few stories, and I got him to sleep. It wasn't until a few days afterwards, I was driving to work one morning, and I got reminiscing in my mind about that experience. And the more I thought about it, the more I started to realize that there's a lesson there to be learned about life in our relationship with our Savior and our Heavenly Father. And this is the kind of the thought process that came to me. How many times in life do we feel like we're banging back and forth off the walls, falling into the deep depths of something, and we just don't feel like we can navigate life like we would like to? And how many times do we get frustrated? How many times do we keep trying to do it on our own until we finally realize there's a better way to do it? And that, and so to speak, it would be to throw our remote up to God and let Him get us through these hard times in life. And just recognize that that's what He is here for, is to help us and to guide us and to help us through those hard things in life. Many times I think we neglect that. We forget that He's sitting there right next to us. He's snuggled up to us. And all we need to do is hand the remote to Him and have Him help us through. And I don't know. What do you think? I think sometimes we neglect that.
I think one notable thing in your story here is that you didn't automatically reach out to Him and say, let me do it. I see you're having problems. So, and I think in terms of our Heavenly Father, He's not going to reach through every time and take the wheel. Mm-hmm. And for Owen to say, hey, Grandpa, I need your help. Mm-hmm. And you're right there to do it. And so I think that's the way Heavenly Father is sometimes. On the way up here from Utah, I was following a truck and I was pulling a boat up here that I'm going to store at your place. And I was going pretty slow. I'm 65, 70 miles an hour, but the wind was blowing. And my temptation was to get around the truck and go faster. I decided, you know, I'm going to stay behind this truck because he's taking the brunt of the wind. Mm-hmm. And I'm using less fuel, and my mileage, of course, was good. And power was good. But as soon as I attempted to come out around there, I encountered the wind. And I thought, and this is the way my thoughts work, that sometimes we need to stay in the protection of our Heavenly Father and let Him do the job for us. He's way up here. He can see what's down the road. And a lot of times we can't because we're way down here. And so He'll let us go around Him if we want. You're welcome to go around me and go on down the road if you want to. But it would be well for you to stay behind me for now and let me do the job for you. And if you decide to go around me, I'm going to let you go around me. And I'm going to look down at you and wave at you and say, have a good time. And I hope you get to your destination and all the way you want to. But I've got a better way. And so, you're right, we don't rely on Heavenly Father, I think, the way we should at times and realize who He is. But He's not going to reach down there and fix everything all the time. And so for Owen to say, hey, Grandpa, you do this, you know, it was a great lesson there for, I think, for all of us.
Yeah, and obviously at his age, he doesn't understand the depth of that like we're talking about right now. But to see that I could actually help him through, mm-hmm. what do you think that did for him?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, that'll stay with him, too, if he can keep that mindset throughout his life. To think, when I get into a position like this where I can't navigate, you know, properly, let's get some help from somebody. And a lot of people don't learn that lesson until, you know, way, way down the road, if they ever learn it at all.
Yeah.
Just to learn to rely on somebody else because we don't know it all.
You know, I think sometimes it's so easy to reach out. We're really in a dire strait, you know, really in a tough situation. It seems easier to reach out at that point. Why is it that we don't do that a little bit more often?
Why don't we allow Him
yeah.
in our lives
yeah.
before we get into trouble?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm looking down the road here, and I'm just little, and I don't think I'm going to be able to navigate that thing. Mm-hmm. So waiting until you get into the curve before you call on Him, mm-hmm. I think He'd rather have you say, call on me before you get into trouble.
Yeah. Now, he did this four or five times.
Which was good for you to watch and say, he's trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I noticed the frustration on his face. And each time, the frustration almost grew into anger. And, you know, he would start to make grunting noises, and he was clenching his fists, and it was just...
So, why was he falling off the road? Was he going too fast?
Yeah, he was going too fast.
Did you tell him to slow down? Maybe, hey, slow down just a little bit and you get around that corner maybe. And then...
Yeah, I was trying to give him pointers. Mm-hmm. him pointers, but he got so involved in what he was doing there that and so frustrated that I think he wasn't even really hearing me.
Well, we want to go fast. You know, when we're kids and we're experiencing life, we want to just go fast down the road and just have our way and do what we want to do. And a lot of times, like I say, he'll let us go. But he said, I've got a better way here, but I need you to ask me, you know, first because of who he is and who we are.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, too, is after we got him through that, you know, afterwards, then the smiles came back on his face. He was enjoying it. He was laughing. He was calm and was able to make it back. But right when he got to that spot again.
So did he ever, was he ever able to navigate that turn?
The very end. The very end. Yeah. It took quite a while.
But he was watching you, you know, which is what fathers and grandfathers do. Let me show you how and then let you give it a try. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of times we want to step in and fix it, too, when maybe we shouldn't. It's like burning your hand on the stove, you know. Well, go ahead and let him burn himself one time. And probably won't happen again. But I think it's wonderful that you try it, you know, Grandpa. I had an old a missionary companion that would do that. He would get to a point when we were teaching the gospel, and he never made it to senior companion. He had some struggles. And he would get to a certain point in the lesson. And the first time he did it, it kind of blew me away because he'd say, Elder Ray, you take it. And so if I wasn't following where he was in the lesson, you know, I was like, yeah, where are you? What are we doing here? So each time after that, I knew that he probably wasn't going to make it through the lesson. And so I needed to fix my mind on the fact that I was going to have to pick up. But I'd let him go as far as he could, you know, until he said, take it. You know, so.
Yeah, that's interesting because I had a similar situation with a companion of mine. He was new, and we call him Greenies, you know, how that goes. He'd probably only been out a week when this incident occurred. But we were in a home in Sweden teaching this elderly lady, and he had just learned that first discussion well enough that he wanted to start it. And so I'm sitting next to him, and he gets going. He starts off really good. And at that point, I'm thinking, oh, he's doing great. And I might have, you know, maybe zoned off for a second or two. But then the last words I heard him say were in Swedish. He said, och det är allt. And then.
Pass the potatoes?
No. Pretty much could have been that. But that directly translated into English is this. And that's all.
And that's all, folks.
All of a sudden, his mind went blank. And he didn't know where to go, so he just said, oh, dead or alt.
That's all.
And looked at me. I looked over him, realizing that I hadn't been following along where he had left off. But yeah, sometimes we might have to look to the Savior and say, that's all I have to give right now.
He pays attention, obviously, to where we are. And so when we ask him to pick it up, you know, I can't do this anymore, Lord. And take it from there. That's all. You know, that's all I have to give right now.
Yep.
And help me out here. But I think the person that admits that he can't do it all is miles ahead of the person that thinks he can, you know, throughout his life. But the Lord will let you go. Like I say about the truck, take off down the road, but I see something down there that you don't see. So trust me and stay behind me until we get past that. And it's like the hare and the rabbit kind of a thing, you know. The rabbit wanted to bust ahead and then beat the turtle, and the turtle ended up winning because he was cautious and careful and listened to the signs and so on and so forth. So, yeah, we need to slow down and say, hey, help me out here, just like we do to our earthly fathers and mothers. I never got to that point. I don't know about you, but I always, and I like it when my sons and daughters call me and say, hey, Dad, you know, what do you think about this? Can you help me out?
Yeah.
You know, what's your advice? That's to a father. We know that, hey, I don't want to say anything unless you ask me to. But when you ask me for advice, that makes me feel good. And I've got the experience that you don't have. So for Owen to, you know, do what he did, and you can remind him of that, you know, down the road, you write it in your journal and say, you know, when you were five, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. And now I see you're having some struggles today. So call on your Father in heaven, you know, and tell him to take the wheel. And a lot of truckers, you know, they call God their co-pilot. When we go along, we want the co-pilot there, recognizing that he knows things that we don't. And keep us out of trouble today because it's dangerous out here. And so on and so forth. So that's a cool story. Those are the stories you like to hear from your kids.
Well, you know, you did trucking for 20-plus years. You ever feel that companionship of your Heavenly Father with you at times that you got into certain situations?
Well, to be honest with you, there were times when I actually would, I don't know if I woke up, but I would say, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. Because when you're on the road 12, sometimes more hours in the day, and it's just monotonous, and it isn't maybe that you're falling asleep, you're just mesmerized by what's going on. It's just the humdrum, humdrum, humdrum. And yeah, I think we zone out from time to time, but I never left home without, you know, calling upon the Lord to protect me and help me get back to my family, you know, right. At the end of the day. Of course, our father was a trucker, and he admitted it was a tough life, and he didn't want me to get into it, but that's another story. So yeah, I have felt the influence, the protection. I went 27 years and over 2.5 miles without a single accident charged to me. And the kind of work we do and the freeways and stuff, that's a minor miracle. But I always invited the Lord to go along with me, you know, every day.
Yeah.
And pled with him to help me, so to see things that I couldn't see. And I'm sure that I was bailed out 100 times I don't even know about. He might have cautioned me or inspired me to stop when I had no reason to. And that may have saved my life. I don't know.
I think it all comes back to, you know, with Owen's story, with your experiences, and with all of our life experiences. I think what it really boils down to is that we got to make room in our busy lives to let the Savior in and to let our Heavenly Father be influencing us.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Maybe that's part of the learning process. I don't know. Some people learn. You know, we all learn at different paces and different rates and in different ways. And, you know, I've got kids that are wandering. They're not lost. I like to consider them, you know, wandering. But I've always made it known that I'm here. Mm-hmm. I won't interfere unless you need my help. And it's just good when they can get to that point, like Owen, and say, I can't do it. And then I'm just more than happy to step in and say, okay, I can do this because I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was a special experience, and it did take me a few days to kind of look back and see it for what it was. And I don't think I'm reading too much into it. I really think that that's a great lesson.
Oh, absolutely.
To be learned, you know.
It absolutely is. And even when you get to be a grandpa, you know, when our parents are gone and we have God is always there for us to rely on, and He's promised to never leave us alone. And why don't we just do it more often?
Why? Okay, that's not a rhetorical question. Why? Yeah. Why don't we?
Yeah.
Do we have an answer?
I don't know, unless it's just we allow ourselves to get caught up with other things. And I think it's priorities, too, in our lives. What is the most important thing to you? How do you start your day? Every day. And life is, we talked about this before, all about priorities and learning to manage. That's why we're sent here, is to learn how to manage our lives. But he's still the controlling CEO. You know, we're just the mid-level people. Mm-hmm. And we're always going to need his help. But yeah, I hope everybody out there will think about that question, because why don't we? Men are worse than women, I think, with that kind of stuff. You know, we don't ask for directions. A lot of times, or I don't need to do this, I can do it myself, or I can lift that chair by myself. And you're not less of a man by asking for help. I mean, I'm to that point at my age now, you know, I'm in my early 70s, and I'm not all that like I used to think I was. I need help. And it's difficult sometimes to ask for that help. But there are plenty of people out there willing to do it.
Yeah, and what really makes this story about Owen even probably more powerful is that he's at the age where he wants to do everything by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And to actually have him get to the point where he realized he couldn't, that was something good to see.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, he taught you a lesson. Children sometimes are our greatest teachers.
Well, he taught me a lesson. Mm-hmm. Well, Rod, thanks for visiting with me about this. I appreciate it. It's always easy to share a story when there's other people to kind of bounce things off of.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate it. And to my listeners, thank you for listening. And remember to speak up, speak out, and speak often. Bye-bye.